Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, coming to you with another episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. And in this one, we are going to be talking about my favorite apps or gadgets or tools for Instagram stories, the Instagram feed, caption writing, all that good stuff. I'm not sure why, but as I was sitting down to record this episode, two kinds of elementary childhood tool belts came to mind. The first one was Bob the Builder. I was obsessed with Bob the Builder when I was little. I was actually obsessed with a lot of things, Thomas the Train, Teletubbies, but Bob the Builder. Let's go with Bob the Builder. Bob the Builder had a tool belt, and on that tool belt, he had lots of different tools that allowed him to be successful at doing what his name said, which was build things. In addition to Bob the Builder, there was Mickey Mouse, and Mickey Mouse had a clubhouse, and at Mickey Mouse's clubhouse, he had Toodles, which is the Mouseketeer. It's either the Mouseketeer or the Mouseketeer. I've tried to look it up. It's tough to look up things that are spelt phonetically. But anyways, the Mouseketeer, Mouseketeer, was basically just a gadget that Mickey Mouse had that basically allowed him to do a bunch of different things, maximize his output or his efficiency while working in whatever the episode or the struggle that Mickey Mouse was facing for that particular episode. So with that in mind, with those beautiful childhood images in mind, let's talk about some of my favorite tools in my tool belt when it comes to Instagram and producing content for my IG. First of all, we should start with where I take most of my photos and videos. 90% of my content for Instagram comes directly from my iPhone camera. Not even a special camera app on my iPhone, just the straight up iPhone camera. I think it's great. It shoots very high quality photos. And as long as you don't have someone's shaky hands to take your picture for you, as long as you have a tripod or a trusted individual to take your photos for you, the iPhone camera and really most smartphone cameras will do the job just fine. They'll do a great job. And if you make sure to have good lighting, you use natural lighting or maybe the occasional artificial lighting, you can definitely produce very high quality content straight from your iPhone or smartphone without having to buy a $600 professional DSLR camera. From there, once my photos are taken, I will usually edit them a little bit, just a tiny bit, within the actual photo app. So I'll actually go to the Photos app, the native Photos app on iPhone. I'll press the edit button up in the top right. I'll try out Auto Enhance just to see if that naturally makes it a little bit better. Usually it does an okay job. And then from there, I will edit the photo right within the Photos application. So I'll press the third button down at the bottom of the screen that looks like a little dial, and I will control the light and the color of the photo. Maybe I'll turn up the brightness a little bit, increase the exposure. I'll basically do some basic beginner, the very initial stages of editing the photo within the actual Photos app. From there, I will then bring my photo into Snapseed. Not Snapchat, but Snapseed. Snapseed, and again, all of these applications are on iPhone. I'm sure that there is something similar, if not the same app, on Android. You can find something similar, but what's more important than the actual name of the app is what they do. So Snapseed allows me to do some fine tuning and more minor adjustments. So ladies, Snapseed is your best friend. If you have a little blemish or a hair out of place, that's what I use Snapseed for. If I have a cut, or if I have, you know, I want to blur out the background a little bit, or if I have a big zit on my forehead, I might blur that out a little bit or adjust that or tweak the colors of the photo a little bit in Snapseed. Then, once I export it from Snapseed, I will bring it into VSCO. VSCO. This is the number one worldwide, the number one filter application, VSCO. VSCO stands for the Visual Supply Company. And the beauty of VSCO is that it has hundreds of constantly updating filters, and it allows for a ton of creativity and flexibility within its app. So you can have presets, you can have favorite filters, you can copy and paste the same edits very quickly from photo to photo to photo so that all of your photos have that similar look and the similar kind of tone and feel to them. So I love VSCO. Every single photo of mine before it hits my Instagram is in VSCO in some way, whether I'm just adjusting the sharpness or I'm totally doing an overhaul of the colors and the tones in the photo. I love VSCO. You can have the free version. You can get plenty done with the free version, or you can pay for the membership. The membership is not too expensive. I believe it's somewhere around $20 per year, and I think it's definitely worth it. You can also, little tidbit here, you can also edit videos within VSCO. So if you post video content to your Instagram feed and you want to make sure that that looks like your Instagram photos, you can edit those within VSCO. So VSCO is what I use to filter my photos and make sure that they're all looking the same. Then from there, I will take my photo and pull it into the Preview application. Preview is an application that basically allows you to create your Instagram grid beforehand. Within Preview, you can also write captions and plan and schedule your content. I don't go that far. What I use Preview for is simply to see how my grid will look. In previous episodes, I've talked about the importance of the first impression you're making and the overall tone and feel of your Instagram grid. And basically, what Preview allows you to do is upload your photos into Preview, your photos, your videos, and your carousels, rearrange them, move them around, and just see how they look. Oftentimes, I'll pull a photo into Preview and I'll realize that maybe this photo causes two photos to be stacked on top of each other that look really similar. Or maybe there's too much blue on my feed at one time. Or maybe there's too many white posts that have too much of a white background. Or maybe I'll realize, oh, hey, I haven't posted a text post in a while. Or I haven't posted a nature post in a while, or if I post this selfie now, it looks just like the selfie below it, and then I'm going to look superficial because then I'm just posting selfies, and come on, we don't want to just be posting big smiley selfies all the time, even if you're beautiful. We can't just be posting selfies all the time. Come on, right? So Preview is what I use to put all my photos in, and it's also a great place to store photos. So if you're ever like, oh, I remember I had a great photo from like 3 months ago, but gosh, every time I scroll through my camera roll, I can't find it. And then I see a meme that I screenshotted. And next thing you know, I'm 15 minutes I've been wasted because I'm just scrolling through my camera roll and I can never find that picture. A great way to avoid that mess and that time wasting is to just anytime you've gone through this process, anytime you've finished editing a photo and it's ready to be posted, throw it into Preview and then it's saved there. And you can move it around within Preview to see if it would look better posted at a different time, if it would look better swapped out with a different photo. You can basically compare how your feed would look with different pictures. So I love Preview. I think it's an awesome application. It's the simplest of any of these applications that I've mentioned in this video. And I also think it's the simplest of any of these preview or planning applications that now exist for Instagram. There's a ton. There's absolutely a ton, and some people like different planning applications for Instagram. There's Hootsuite Planning, and there's Plannerly or something like that. There's lots of different options. For me, my personal favorite, the one I use, is Preview. Then, once that's done, that's pretty much all that goes into my creation of posts, the actual pictures or videos for Instagram. So once that's ready to go, I will save the image from Preview. I will pull it up in Instagram and I will write my caption in a new way that I actually recently found out. And it allows you, this new way to write Instagram captions allows you to space out your captions without having to put a bullet point between each list. Or if you're writing paragraphs, you don't have to put, you know, an emoji. It basically allows you to create long form captions that look beautifully spaced out, aesthetically pleasing. Clean blank space babies. I don't even know if that's the words of the song, but blank spaces between your paragraphs or your breaks in text in your Instagram. So the final piece that I will do is I will type my caption on appsforlifehost.com/Instagram/captionmaker.html. I know that was long, so I'll say it again, and it'll be in the description of this episode, and that is apps, APPS, for the number four, life host, appsforlifehost.com/Instagram/captionmaker.html. Once you visit that website, it'll be a very simple website, which basically it's just a tool that allows you to create line breaks without having to use awkward characters. You can type in your captions right there. Then you press convert and copy. It'll save that caption that you have typed out to your phone, and you can paste it right into the caption window on Instagram and post your picture. Those are the steps that I follow and the tools in my Bob the Builder's, Brock the Builder's tool belt before I post on Instagram. I hope those are beneficial for you. And if you have any apps that you like to use, maybe there's some special editing software or some better version of one of the apps that I just mentioned, I would love to hear about it. I would love your feedback. Please shoot me a DM on Instagram. As always, my Instagram and my handle across all platforms is Brock11Johnson. So you can find me on Instagram at Brock11Johnson. Shoot me a DM there. Hey, maybe you've never heard of one of these apps and you love it, or you're going to try it out, or you have a better version. Maybe you have a better filter app or a better app for blurring out the background or planning out your posts. I would love to hear what kind of planning apps, what kind of apps and softwares do you use for your Instagram? Let me know. I'd love to build a little bit of a relationship and just get to know you a little bit better. So shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let's chat. And as always, happy networking and keep storytelling.